And tonight we get to celebrate the gospel through baptism. Tonight we get to see three whom God has transformed, whom God has redeemed by the gospel. We get to see these three publicly proclaim their belief in the gospel of Jesus Christ through baptism. And we get to hear from their own lips what God has done. I want to talk to you for just a moment about what baptism is and what it isn't. Baptism is not a religious ceremony that conveys any grace of God upon the people who get baptized. This is not meritorious in any way. This is simply a public declaration of a reality that has already taken place in the three that you're about to meet. There are four reasons that I can think of to be baptized, and those four reasons are four that the three who will be before you tonight have certainly expressed. The first is simply to obey Jesus. Jesus commanded that those who follow him be baptized as a visible way to demonstrate the fact that they are following him. So number one reason to be baptized is to obey Jesus. A second reason to be baptized is to identify with Jesus. To identify with Jesus. When people get baptized, they are declaring to a watching world that they belong to this one who is called Messiah. This one who was God in the flesh, who came to the earth, who took on human flesh so that he could die a death on a cross. And that death was not merely a physical death, but was in fact a substitute for the eternal and infinite death that all of us were bound for. Jesus at the cross took on the wrath of God that all of us by nature deserve. And Jesus did so as a substitute so that we, the sinful, could be set free while he, the sinless, takes all of our punishment. To be identified with Jesus Christ through baptism is a visible symbol, a physical symbol of an inner spiritual reality, that those who are taken into the water are seen to be buried with Christ and are raised up with him to newness of life. Romans chapter 6, verse 3 says, all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death. We have been buried with him through baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. Those who are being baptized here tonight are declaring before you publicly that they have already been crucified with Christ, that they have been united with Jesus in his death, so that the old has gone and the new has come. They are now walking in newness of life. Something radical has happened to these three, and they want to display that before you this evening by identifying with Jesus and his death. A third reason that these three will be baptized tonight is simply to profess Jesus. Not just to obey Jesus and identify with Jesus, but actually to profess him. In a sense, to tell all of us the gospel. They want to proclaim to us by their lips and through their lives this evening and subsequently that God has forgiven their sins, that God has taken their sins and placed them on Jesus Christ and punished him for their sins instead of these three. And they want to profess that to you publicly. And then fourthly, I think they just want to boast in Jesus. They want to tell you how great their Savior is. They want to rejoice with you and allow all of you to rejoice with them in the remarkable things that Jesus has done for us.